We've done a study which has looked at the association between an unintended pregnancy and a history of abuse, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. It was published in the BMC Pregnancy and Childbirth, which is an open access journal, so you can access it. The aims of our study were twofold. First, we wanted to look at the prevalence of an unintended pregnancy among women currently pregnant and planning to give birth. Secondly, we wanted to investigate the association between a history of abuse and an unplanned pregnancy. We got funding from the EU Commission for Justice and Human Rights through the DAPHNE programme to do a European study. We called it the Biden study to help us remember which countries actually participated in the study: Belgium, Iceland, Denmark, Estonia, Norway and Sweden. We used a questionnaire to ask women about abuse and about planned pregnancy. We used descriptive questions about abuse. So we said, has this behaviour happened to you? Women filled out one questionnaire and we collected data from their medical records. In this particular study, around 7,000 women participated. We found that the prevalence of a history of unintended pregnancy was actually varied across the countries. Iceland had the highest, where Belgium had the lowest. On the whole, one in five pregnancies was not planned. And we found that women who did have an unplanned pregnancy were more likely to be young, they were more likely to be unemployed, they were more likely to be at home as a student or at home with the children. They had less education, fewer married or cohabiting, and there were more immigrants among this group. When we looked at the association between a history of abuse and unintended pregnancy, we found that for all of these different types of abuse, there was an association with an unplanned pregnancy. This means that either the woman had a sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, all of these types of abuse made it more likely for the woman to have an unplanned pregnancy. Also, when we actually controlled for what we call confounding factors. The strongest association was between current violence and an unplanned pregnancy, which suggests that women who have current violence live in a violent relationship, which there and then actually causes them to have an unplanned pregnancy. So the key points in our study were, first, one in five pregnancies was unplanned in our study. Women who have experienced abuse are more likely to have an unplanned pregnancy compared to women who have not experienced abuse. And the strongest association is between current abuse and an unplanned pregnancy.